Hey, hi everybody. This is Jan. I'm on a Saturday with my walk with Jan and Pepper. And there's Pepper. Pepper. Say hello. Oh, anyhow, she's like the deaf and three quarters blind. But you know what? She'll be 18 at the end of March. And so I know I haven't been live for a while. I don't know, you know, WTF. Lots of things that you can say with WTF right there, right? So, just checking in with everybody and, you know, find out what everyone's doing. It's a beautiful day here in Gig Harbor. I always start off with the weather and I usually won't come out here unless it's a beautiful day, right? Temperature's probably in the 40s, sunshine, barely any wind. I see a lot of people out on bikes and, I'm like, nah, I don't know. That's a little bit too much for me, but I'm still getting out and enjoying the time, whether I'm walking or whether, you know, I'm just, and sometimes just coming out and just taking a few big deep breaths and look at this wonderful world that we live in. For the most part, it's pretty good. You know, I guess it depends on where you're at. I just want to put out there that there's a lot of things that's been happening in, you know, in Kent and I's life. We joined the Y in January, and it's one of the best things that we could have ever done. It doesn't matter where, I mean, I'm in the swimming. Oh my God. You know what I'm in love with now? And you guys probably saw it. Pickleball. And I've been starting to, you know, I'm 61 years old and I'm going to be 62 in June. And you know, the older you get and being female and, you know, we all lose those wonderful little hormones that keep us steady and strong and all that. And I went, you know what? I want to get strong is the whole point. And so I've been, you know, going to the classes and, you know, and the lifting weights and, but man, pickleball has just been the bomb. And I know I'm enthusiastic about it and I'm just, you know, It's an amazing sport, and anybody, any age can do it too. You don't have to be like athletic, you know, or anything like that. But the whole point is doing something, you know, we talk about exercise and we talk about eating and, you know, and just all those things that, you know, mindfulness and all those things that are good for us, supposedly. But what happens in, you know, in January, we like, oh, I'm going to go lift weights. So I'm going to go walk or I'm going to do whatever. But you know what? If you don't love it, sometimes those things don't work for you. So, as what I'm trying to say is find things that you actually love to do. And I have found them. Now, for me personally, you know, I love pickleball. I'm meeting other people. I'm learning something different. I'm changing neuroplasticity of my brain, you know, and I'm getting out of my rut. I'm not even, believe it or not, I'm not even teaching yoga right now. And I miss all my people. But I think I was in a rut and it was something that I truly loved. I truly loved doing yoga and I still do some on my own. And if any of you guys are out there or just starting to do yoga, keep doing it. It is the most rewarding thing you can ever do for your body. I mean, it's a mindfulness thing. You're bringing your thoughts and everything into your body when you're doing yoga. So just keep doing it. But for me, I had to get out of my rut. And I'm enjoying it so far. And I am putting out to the universe by doing this. So then I'm accountable, right? Because when I tell you guys what I'm doing, that it's what I, the other thing I'm trying to say is too, is if you find that you want to try something new, go ahead and try something new. Like I said, what did I say? I think I do it live at the end of December, I think. And it was, if you try something and say, I started pickleball and I went, this isn't for me. So say I only did it for a few weeks and went, no, well, look, I failed. I didn't fail. Well, of course not, because I'm still doing it. But if I tried something that I didn't like, it would be, that didn't work. Okay. So that's the beauty of being a human being. You get to find what works for you. You get, as my mentor says, you get to find a frequency, your vibration that works for you. And any words that you came up with, you know, when you did one of those things, like the first four words is your words for, you know, 2023. So what do those mean to you? I mean, was it health? Was it movement? Was it stillness? Was it, I don't know, whatever words that came up. I mean, just really embody what those are. And getting out of your head and into your body, that's a process. And to do that, you have to start doing something different. Because if you keep doing the same things that you're doing, you're going to get the same results. You're not going to change anything, right? And so getting enthusiastic about something, like I have a couple friends that have some big old fancy quilting machines. And they're just, it doesn't have to be overly, whatever. It's just something that you love to do. And that makes you happy. And when you're happy, you put all this energy out to the world. And they see that in you. And then it's a ripple effect. And it just keeps going. And if, and doesn't mean that, gotta think positive every day, which is, it's good. But sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you just get in a funk or whatever. But when you do, that's okay. Just go with the feeling and know that this too will pass. Like my mentor says, stay on the train station and let the trains go by. That's kind of like the emotions and stuff and everything. Just like, don't grab them. Just let them go by. And I don't know if it was her or somebody else that said that sometimes it's like 90 seconds is like, where it lasts or whatever. But, it takes practice. And it's hard to do because we grasp a hold of things that that don't make us happy because we think that, I don't know what we think when we think that, but we just got to get out of that rut too. So think about what little rut that you're in maybe. And it could be something that you've been doing for so long and you don't even know it. You don't know what you don't know until you try something different. Like I said, it's springtime and that makes us all feel a little bit better. Take advantage of it, right? Is there a class that you want to take? Is there a, I don't know. How do you want to feel? And it's not so much the scale, because we all talk about the scale lying to us. I mean, you could have some extra water weight and blah, blah, blah. But the whole point is how do you want to feel and what outcome do you want? And my class that I teach for my habits, I have about 12 people in there. And there's about four people, I think, that are really involved. And you guys know who you are. I appreciate you. The thing is, and I know other people are listening in my group, you don't always have to be part, of something immediate, but it's what you're listening, what you're seeing in front of you that makes you start thinking, okay, I got to get out of my rut. There's something I need to do. And what we're finding is change is really scary because we all get into a routine and getting out of your routine means having to do something different. And I totally get that. I totally get that. But the thing is, what if you did a little tiny change? Just one of the changes was like maybe taking a walk. And maybe it's like taking a walk around the block, or it's going for 20 minutes, or it's going for 10 minutes. If there's things that that interfere with your walking, just take 10 minutes, right? Take 5 minutes. Hell, take 1 minute. I don't care. But you're starting to change the way your mind thinks. I know, that's pretty deep, isn't it? But it works, so long as it's going towards a positive way. So whatever you think, your body doesn't know that, your brain doesn't know what's happening on the outside. It just listens to what you're thinking. So if you have negative thoughts, you're going to keep incorporating those negative thoughts. If you have, an inkling, a thought process of like going towards something positive, it maybe just smiling at somebody. And they smile back, or you find out that you're in this rut and you share that with somebody and they say, yeah, me too. Oh, and the other thing is Kent and I went to, we're Crime Junkie fans at the podcast. And so we went last Thursday and we met Cheryl and Alicia. So hopefully they'll be watching here too. And it was, you get connectedness. That's what I really wanted to say during this whole thing. You get connectedness when you start getting out and you start doing things. And you find out, and these other people, they remember you and you remember them. And you have great memories together. And it just warmed my heart so much to see Cheryl and Alicia. And then I was at my another meeting I had today and I saw Susan Quaylar. So hopefully, and sometimes she listens too. So I just want to say it was, wow, what the heck is happening? Just getting out and doing something and I'm seeing other people and getting part of their lives and, but I know I might be a little bit of an extrovert too. I don't know what I am, but it doesn't really matter. if you're an introvert, sometimes you can be a secret extrovert. Secret life, I don't know. So anyhow, I just wanted to check in with you since Pepper and I hadn't been doing anything, and Susan had said that she had, you know, really, you know, was seeing Misty and Pepper, and I went, okay, I need to do something. And I know, hi Stacy, and I know Lindsay sometimes gets on here, and my husband's watching, he has to, I pay him. So anyhow, it's today's a good day, and doesn't mean I'm gonna have bad days, and sometimes that happens. But just to give you some insight maybe, and just, you know, find, you know, when you find something you love and people that you want to do it with, you're making new friends or you're seeing old friends or whatever, just do it. And just start off, just sometimes it's just so small, but it's amazing how you can just, a vibration in your own heart just reaches out to other people. Okay. All right. $5. That's all? Okay. Getting off this cheap. So anyhow, I just wanted to say, so I wanted to pop in and say hi to everybody, and hope you're having a great day, and get out there and do something that you love, all right? Or look up, just talk to people. You just don't know what you don't know. Okay, bye.